We are heading toward the home stretch of tax filing season. If you're one of those last-minute DIY tax filers, there are two ideas attached to you. You probably assume that you have to pay. That's why you wait in the last minute. And your rush to complete your tax forms will mean, no doubt, you'll make mistakes or ignore possible deductions, which could actually wind up turning your payment into a refund. My next guest is a tax expert who's here to clue you in on what deductions people like you overlook and what it winds up costing. He's a tax expert at Liberty Tax, Brian Ashcraft. How are you today, Brian?
I'm doing good, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And the website for Liberty Tax, you are assuming correctly, is libertytax.com. You can find a Liberty Tax office near you. You have a whole bunch of special offers going on, too, which we'll get to as we go along here. And I guess starting off, Brian, as far as with all the tax reform changes, I mean, people have already seen the changes to their win in their paychecks. But as far as the tax forms are concerned, what are they dealing with now? What are you guys dealing with now that's different this year versus last year's filing?
Well, that's one of the things that's driving a lot of people into an office this year is the tax reform from last year that was signed into legislation. In essence, what it does is it impacts your 2018 return that's filed in 2019. So not much of the tax reform was impacting the returns that are due by April 15th. Or actually April 17th this year. So a lot of times that people are coming in, but they did notice a bump in their paycheck for many people starting in February when the withholding tables got adjusted for the tax reform starting in 2018. So we're getting a lot of questions around that in terms of why is my paycheck more, and is that in fact going to make me have a higher tax liability at the end of 2018, or is it going to impact my refund?
So the payroll, that's the time they have to sit down and try to figure out whether or not their payroll withholding information and selections are correct or the most beneficial for them.
And that's exactly right. And so one of the reasons that as we have people come into our office, one of the benefits of sitting down with a tax professional is that you can not only get your 2017 return completed correctly, but you can also do an estimated tax liability for 2018 to make sure your deductions are in fact correct, because not everybody's going to see that bump in their paycheck result in a no tax due at the end of the year as this kind of washes out. So there's a lot of factors that go into play, and a tax professional can certainly help you understand if your 2018 tax liability, what's going to happen with that.
And speaking of a change in liability, here, since we're here in New Jersey, property taxes is at the forefront of most people, maybe even above and beyond their actual income, given the weights of property taxes in this state. And with the changes coming in, and there have been all these stories of all different states of people prepaying their property taxes, is that a beneficial idea tax filing wise, or is that I'll win now, but I'm going to lose later situation?
Well, it really depends on how much you pay. Like you said, the folks where we're at now are going to be could be negatively impacted by it with a cap on the SALT deduction. So a lot of times it would really depend on if you're going to itemize in each year still, how much that would impact you. There's some people that are going to try to play the itemize every other year by trying to adjust things into different tax years. So each individual situation is going to be unique, but it's not going to impact on the large level a large amount of the population, you know, given the fact that only about 30% of the people in the country itemize their tax return under the current law. It's estimated to go between 10 and 15% now. So on the full scale, it'll probably impact about 10 to 20% of the people.
Brian Ashcraft, who is a tax expert at Liberty Tax. On the web, it's libertytax.com, so you can find a local office near you. They have a special offer, 30% off when you visit an office and file your taxes with them. You get 50% off what you paid a competitor last year when you file your taxes with Liberty with last year's invoice. And you see more special offers that they have over at libertytax.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When it comes to deductions, whether you're itemizing or just looking at the beneficial deductions along with the standard deduction that you could be eligible for, but a lot of people just overlook because the calculation forms and the tax instructions are maybe a little bit too heavy for people to wrap their arms around. What's one of the big mysteries, one of the most overlooked yet easiest to obtain tax deductions with the filing? Is it the earned income credit?
Yeah, so you know, the earned income credit is clearly one of the most overlooked deductions. As you just go to it, you go, a lot of people just question, do I qualify for that? Is that really true? I don't know about that. And so the earned income tax credit is overlooked by a lot of people. And you know, one of the things that we're seeing in the time period that we're in now is when you do a Schedule C, like some people who are doing a, you know, like as the commercial says, getting their side hustle on, working a gig economy of some sort like that, you start pulling in there and it says this may, and so it creates some uncertainty. And so a lot of people don't take the deductions they're entitled to because, you know, if they're doing it themselves especially, they'll say, man, I would just rather be safe than sorry. And so as opposed to avoid the hassle of an audit or a letter from the IRS, I'm just not going to mess with this because it looks complicated. As a matter of fact, I was dealing with one customer just last week that did the return themselves and brought it in for me to look at. And they didn't take a home office deduction because they're like, well, I was reading it and it looked a little too confusing. It turned out to make a $400 difference in her tax liability by simply just taking the home office deduction because she used it exclusively and regularly for business, but wasn't certain if she could take it or not. So there are countless number of deductions inside the tax return that when you look at them, you just, if you're confused or don't understand them, you might not take them, but you're certainly entitled to them, and you should take anything that you're entitled to.
Maybe another example is the writing off mileage for work work needs. For example, if you're a salesperson, for example, and you put a lot of miles on your personal vehicle, company doesn't reimburse you. That's one of those things where when you do the math at this time of year and you come up with this astronomical figure, if you're driving 100 miles a day, for example, and you're thinking, oh, that's going to be a red flag, I better just not even bother with this one because I'll get called into the IRS. But if you have your proper documentation, you have a little day plan, you write your mileage down every day, if they tap you on the shoulder, that's your backup.
Absolutely, and you, I think you hit the nail right on the head, is people are just fearful that if they get called in by the IRS or a question, people are scared of the IRS, and so it makes them very fearful, and people don't tend to think well when they get scared, and so they say, I'm just not going to bother with it. So, yeah, to your point, the unreimbursed employee expenses, which is going to go away with the new tax reform, people could take advantage of that in 2017 that they may not be doing that.
Now, looking on the brighter side, with the extra money in people's pockets and their financial planning is going to be changing, is this the time now for people to get into the habit of coming to someone such as yourself or Liberty Tax, a local office, wherever they happen to be? And again, you go to libertytax.com to find the office near you. And as you do the preparation, does that more succinctly clue people into understanding future financial planning as well, even if it's something as simple as nickel and dime investing in savings bonds and silver to going into the stock market to just be better aware of what the tax structure is going to be?
Yeah, you know, as with most things in this arena, getting the help of a trained professional is always the best advice you can follow. I mean, one of the things sometimes when people go through, you know, there's still an option now to make a contribution to to an IRA for 2017 and get that deduction, and even though we're in 2018. So some helpful tips like that could be ascertained from a tax professional that someone doing it themselves might not think about. And then also, one of the biggest things for me is just peace of mind. As people do their own tax return, I mean, they spend a lot of time thinking about it, wondering about it, questioning it. Then even weeks after they file it, they go, I wonder if I got it right or if I did everything correctly. And so a lot of times just that, someone to come alongside you say, no, this is good. And if you ever get a love letter from the IRS, we'll be here to service you, and you can bring that in, and we'll take care of all the details surrounding that for you.
And for someone who's never used a tax service before, I mean, they're used to shoving all their papers in a shoebox and sorting through and taking up the contents of the entire kitchen table trying to figure it all out. Do you actually have people come in with that degree of less than accurate record storage, or do you recommend that, you know, it's easy to keep it organized, neat, and orderly, and by all means do that as best you can?
So, you know, one of the things that that we notice is the organized tend to have better tax results than the unorganized, but as you can imagine, we've seen it all. the filing methods that people have, because that's not what nobody likes to keep receipts, or very few people like to keep receipts and stay organized. So we see them coming in shoe boxes and manila folders where they're wadded up. We've seen them coming in pillowcases. people just grab the stuff and bring it in. But one of the things that a professional can help you with is, hey, here's some tips and tricks in order to stay organized. Here's kind of some stuff you can do. Here's a few partnerships that we have. I mean, you know, Liberty Tax, we have a partnership with MileIQ, which is an online mileage tracking system. So we're able to give some advice for folks to say, hey, you were in this position this year. We can make your life easier. Just follow these simple steps. We also offer bookkeeping in a lot of our locations so people can drop those off regularly instead of just once a year. So a lot of options when you do that. But, yeah, by all means, we see all kinds of stuff coming to the office, and sometimes we have a good laugh about it.
Well, for you listening, why play the odds and hope for the best when you can have a sure thing with the help of the tax experts at Liberty Tax? They have over 4,000 locations throughout the U.S. and Canada. You can find the location near you at libertytax.com. He is one of their tax experts at Liberty Tax, Brian Ashcraft. Brian, thanks for the education and the insight today, and thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Chris.